Well, this course of lectures is, as I indicated, primarily an introduction to the philosophy of these thinkers. It's not simply a course of lectures about what Plato and Aristotle believed, that is to what used to be called doxography. That is to say, instead of compiling a list of Plato's views and Aristotle's views on this or that topic, on X, Y, or Z, what I'm going to ask us to do is think through the philosophical texts of Plato and Aristotle with them. Of course, we're always tempted just to compile beliefs, in the same way that we're always tempted to use the writings of people like Plato and Aristotle as the occasions for our talking about our own philosophical issues. That's a temptation that we all have, and it's not a bad temptation, especially in light of what I just said. I suggested that we read our philosophical ancestors, in large part because we believe that they will help us think through our own philosophical, spiritual, political, and moral issues. And so it shouldn't be surprising that we should want to either openly or covertly read back into these authors and their text those philosophical, spiritual, political, and moral concerns. The mistake comes, however, when we try to do this too easily and readily, that is, when we don't read them enough on their own, in their own terms, in order to be able to learn actually from them independently of our construction or construal of their thought. I want to ask you neither to avoid philosophy in reading these texts and thinking about them, nor to read our own concerns back too easily into them. What we should be doing is what some 19th century German thinkers call the task of hermeneutics, a phrase that they use to mean reading a text from the point of view of the problematic context that motivates and directs the structure of argument that goes on in the text. And in a philosophical text, like Plato's and Aristotle's, that context is ultimately philosophical. So this means that I hope we can avoid the reading of these thinkers as philosophically naive or primitive, taking them simply at face value and being satisfied or often dissatisfied with the articulation of some sense that might be given to them, and instead ensuring that the question always should be, what is it that a philosopher of the stature of Plato or of Aristotle, which means, as I've just suggested, a philosopher of extraordinary sensitivity and intelligence, philosophical imagination, what is it that such a person is attempting to articulate in what we have before us? So asking this is to ask that we serve simultaneously two independent, in a sense, but in another sense dependent, two different masters. On the one hand, philosophical relevance, and on the other hand, truth and historical interpretational accuracy. And it's not easy to serve these two masters, and it's not easy to serve them especially together. But I want always to be trying, here in this course of lectures, simultaneously, to see if we can help us understand a text in terms of its plain meaning, and at the same time, and as part of that understanding, to find the significance, or the meaning in a deeper sense, of the text, of the philosophical thinking, without disrespect to that plain meaning. To do this is, in other words, to be interested in relevance, and how it is that philosophical questions that were raised in antiquity, as we sometimes say today, speak to our condition. But it is to do it seeing that what is relevant and how it is relevant is often the product rather than the condition of our educational activity. That is to say, it's often the case that seeing something relevant is what emerges from the task of interpreting them and is not simply the bottom ground which leads us in the first place to start interpreting them. You can't know whether something speaks to your condition until you know what it says. And so you can't really understand the relevance and importance of a philosophical text until, at least in some degree on faith, you commit yourself to trying to understand what it is because somebody has told you this is an important text and it deserves to be taken seriously. Well, that's what I want to ask us to do here. I want to ask us to take Plato and Aristotle seriously as philosophers. Let me say for a minute or two, though, why I think it's important to do so. These are thinkers, Plato and Aristotle, who in many significant ways have shaped our imagination and have shaped our conceptual schemes, have shaped important respects, and we will see this over and over again, the very way we think about the world in which we live. so that to understand them is, in a sense, to understand ourselves. And over again, we will see that things that we take to be simply given aspects of our own conceptual scheme have their origins in the way that Plato and Aristotle have thought through certain philosophical problems. And when we understand that, as I hope that we will see it over and over again, we'll come to realize the respect in which it's important as part of the venture of self-understanding, that is, part of the venture of our own hermeneutics of our situation, to come to an understanding of those rich and important philosophical ancestors.